Fate of the Mutineers, Colony of Pitcairn's Island, by Cyrus Townsend Brady, narrated by Ant Richards. The intelligence of the mutiny and the sufferings of Bligh and his companions naturally excited a great sensation in England. Bligh was immediately promoted to the rank of commander, and Captain Edwards was dispatched to Otaheite in the Pandora frigate with instructions to search for the Bounty and her mutinous crew and bring them to England. The Pandora reached Matavi Bay on the 23rd of March 1791, and even before she came to anchor, Joseph Coleman, formerly armourer of the Bounty, pushed off from the shore in a canoe and came on board. In the course of 2 days afterwards, the whole of the remainder of the Bounty's crew, in number 16, then on the island, surrendered themselves, with the exception of two, who fled to the mountains, where, as it afterwards appeared, they were murdered by the natives. Nearly 20 years elapsed after the period of the above occurrences, and all the recollection of the Bounty and her wrecked crew had passed away when an accidental discovery, as interesting as unexpected, once more recalled public attention to that event. The captain of an American schooner, having, in 1808, accidentally touched at an island up to that time supposed to be uninhabited, called Pitcairn's Island, found a community speaking English who represented themselves as the descendants of the mutineers of the Bounty, of whom there was still one man, of the name of Alexander Smith, alive amongst them. Intelligence of this singular circumstance was sent by the American captain, Folger, to Sir
Sample complete. Ready to continue?